Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to
this press conference
with our Donosti Award winner of the 65th San Sebastian International Film Festival. I imagine she doesn't need to be introduced, but we have the great pleasure of having the presence today, this year, once again, of Monica Bellucci, who will receive the Donosti Award this evening. So therefore, we can start. I think there are a load of questions. Yes, please. Over here, and we have a first question in the third row. Third row? Yes. Hi. I'm sorry, we can't hear her. We can't hear her. We can't hear the microphone. I'm sorry, we can't hear the microphone. We can't translate the question.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
I have to say that I had the chance to work, of course, with many different directors. And as you say, I've been work in film d'auteur, a film that are more like commercials. And to me, as I say all the time, to make my work as an actress is also a human experience. For example, tonight I'm here in Spain, and I have to say that I'm really honored and moved to receive this beautiful award, this Donostia Award, from a festival that I respect so much, and from a country that I love. And for me, my work is a passion, actually. And through my work, I have the chance to travel around the world and to meet new culture, different cultures. So for me, it's really not just an experience as an actress, but most of all, a human experience.
Mm-hmm. Bien, sí, tenemos ahí una.
Yes, another question.
Lenik eta behin.
Okay, congratulations, first of all.
Congratulations. Quisiera saber qué se siente.
I would like to know what you feel after so many years in your career to receive the Donosti Award. What do you remember? What's in your mind after so many years when you receive an award of this type? What do you think of it? And congratulations, by the way.
I think that to receive a prize is something that it's not just a matter of ego, but also it's a matter of love. And I think that my work, it represents communication. And we all need to communicate to the others who we are. I'll do through my work. And first of all, my work is a way to know myself better through the choices I make and the opportunities that directors give to me. And then, now I've been working for, I don't know, maybe 25 years, and it's beautiful to see affection, love, and respect. I think we all need that.
Okay.
Hola, buenas tardes, enhorabuena.
Hi, good afternoon, congratulations. I would like to ask you, first of all, we talk about the same thing, what do you feel with about the award, but from the point of view that your consideration of actress has been linked also with that of a sex symbol, can you look at it from that point of view? Because it's an award for an actress. And secondly, lastly, what's that series that you are preparing and producing and that you may also portray a role?
What can I say? Of course, in my career, so many times they asked me questions about beauty, but I answer always the same. I say that beauty has just 5 minutes of time, because of course when you're pretty, people can get curious of you, but if there is nothing else behind, nothing is going to happen. So now I'm almost 53 years old and I keep working, so I hope it's not about beauty anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tenemos ahí, sí.
Yes, another question here.
Bienvenida otra vez.
Welcome again. Where are you?
Okay.
Welcome again.
Bienvenida.
Welcome once again.
Gracias.
Felicidades.
Thank you and congratulations.
Gracias. Tengo dos preguntas.
Two questions.
Vas a ser el único premio
You're going to be the only Donosti Award winner that's going to be given in the velodrome. In the velodrome, that is to say, in a place which is enormous, where there've been musical events, the best musical and concerts, if I recall correctly, Pink Floyd. But and secondly, whether you've thought of directing, being behind the camera as a director. As a filmmaker, that's all.
I like my work as an actress, and I think that I still have to learn so much, and I'm still have the same passion about what I do, and I think that never I'm going to direct, maybe to produce, maybe to be part of a project in ideas of writing and everything, put people together with different talents, but direction, no, never, no, I don't think so. I have too much respect for this work, and I prefer to act. And I think that I have so much to give still.
Okay, tenemos ahí una pregunta.
Yes, a question?
No.
Over here.
Buenas.
Hi. Good morning. Congratulations for the award. I have two questions. First is, what's the film that Monica Bellucci feels closer to her in your career? And the director who you've enjoyed collaborating with more than others? And the second question is, there are artists in Syria and in Iraq and in Palestine that are suffering from the human crisis that's taking place there. As an artist, how do you see this human crisis that's taking place there? What message would you convey for these artists that are suffering this crisis in those countries? Thank you.
I have to say that it's so difficult to make a choice between the films I've done and the directors that I've been work with, because each one gave me different possibility to grow up. And also, sometimes I've done films that were so successful, sometimes I've done films that they weren't successful. Sometimes I've done films that never came out. And if I had to go back, I would do everything again, because through those experiences, I learned so much. And maybe there are films that were important to me, as Malena, of course, that was presented here, because it was an Italian film that gave him the chance to go around the world. A very violent film, but interesting as irreversible. Films like The Passion of Jesus Christ, or Irreversible, or Matrix, or I don't know. But sometimes I've done films that didn't go anywhere, but for me, personally, they were great experiences. And about countries where there is so much suffering, I can say that art is so important, because through art we can express ourselves. And I'm thinking that, for example, in Italy, during the Second World War was one of the worst periods, and politically, but the creativity was incredible, because through art we can express all the pain we have, and even if the politics can be difficult, the art represents the freedom. And actually, in the country where politically everything is, there is no freedom, what they try to stop, first of all, is art, because art is the expression. But nobody can stop art.
Sí, Conchita.
Sí. Una pregunta.
Yes, a question about your condition as a woman. That's why I would like to ask Monica Bellucci whether she's aware that a certain extent you are doing a favor to many 50-year-old women, showing that they're not invisible, okay?
I think that so many things, I say always the same thing, but I think it's real that things are really changing, and women are changing. Women have so much more respect for themselves. We are different from our mothers, from our grandmothers. We feel much more free. We feel more, we have much more courage to talk and to say what we need to say. And this is something that we learn from all those women they fought in the past, and we come from that generation. So I think that this changing is really something that is this generation of women. And because the women respect themselves much more, at the same time we see this in every work, not just in cinema, in everything. And because we respect themselves more, they respect us more. And in cinema, we see this so much. So that's why we see all those incredible actresses still having great careers after so many years, as Julianne Moore, as Judi Dench, so many, many incredible actresses all over the world. And that's beautiful. It's beautiful to see this evolution.
Sí, Monica, yes, Monica,
perdona, dos preguntas.
Excuse me, a couple of questions. The first, could you speak in Italian, because we translate into Spanish and English? I would like to hear the beautiful Italian language, if you'd be so kind. And secondly, what's this project that you had, Sonia Gandhi, that you were going to portray, which was an interesting project, that in 2007, it seems, was frustrated. I'm not too sure. I hope you've understood.
Italian, nobody will understand.
Si hablo, si.
Se traduce al italiano al inglés aquí.
Okay. So I have to answer in Italian. Allora, Sonia Gandhi ha un progetto molto bello come idea.
Is a very beautiful project. It is a very good idea in Italian, by the way. I'm speaking in Italian, by the way.
Sonia
Gandhi is a very beautiful project as an idea.
L'idea non basta, no? Ci vuole anche il progetto giusto.
But the idea isn't enough. We need a good project. We need a good script.
Quando dico sia un progetto è
perché therefore when
l'idea è bella e
when I say yes to a project, it's because the idea is a good idea, but also but because behind it there's a very good script. It has to be perfect in order to portray this role. So therefore, if a project does come along and it's well written, I'm sure I would say yes to
it.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. I would like to ask you about feminism, which it is true that now it's on the agenda nowadays, but I'm not too sure whether things are being achieved. American actresses are very open, and they have got themselves together as a collective complaining that they charge less and get paid less than actors. In that sense, how do you see the actresses in Europe? European film, it seems that there's, or cinema, it seems that there's no group attitude there. That is to say, there's no collective, and so quite often we're not talking about feminism directly. I'm not too sure how you see it. That is to say, the money issue, which there is respect, but what about the money thing?
This is not just in cinema, is in every work. I think the equality between men and women is not something that we have today. We are fighting for that. But of course, I mean, in society, women has to fight for so many things. And I think that women are under pressure all the time because We work, we have to take care of the kids, we have to do so many things, and sometimes the society is not made to give us the possibility to have a good balance. Just if you think that a woman, when she give birth to a child, 3 months after, she has to go to work. And this is a very violent thing, to leave your child when she's 3 months old. So it means that the laws are not made by women.
Hi. Monica, congratulations, and I would like to ask you, in this feminine line that we've taken, you've got any militancy in favor of women, because has femicide increased more, or what's your message to those women that are hindered forever and damaged because they are harassed on a day-to-day basis and there's gender violence?
I'm an actor. I'm an actress. I'm not a politician. So I make an action through my life, and I fought all my life for freedom, to be independent, and I think that we as a women. We have to learn how to be independent economically, but also mentally. And I have the impression sometimes that it's much more easy to become independent in an economic way, but much more difficult to become independent in our minds. So there are so many women that even though they're so independent in their work and outside of the house, They are full of power and control, but then when they go into the house, they don't have power. And because it takes so much time to come out of a tradition see women in the house, taking care of the kids, but not have the right to talk. So to have the courage to talk and to say what we really think, it takes so much time because we have to come out from the feeling of feeling scared. And this scared feeling comes from our mother, grandmother, et cetera, et cetera. So it takes so long, but we are coming out. We are coming out.
Questions, yes.
Hi, Monica. In el fondo. I would like to know if you can tell me exactly a precise moment when you realize that you have become a star.
Oh my God. There is just one person that makes you feel as a star, and is your mother. If your mother makes you feel a star, you'll be a star. If your mother makes you feel nothing, you feel nothing all your life, even if you become a star.
Okay. Sí, tenemos.
Yes, we have another question here. Well, congratulations again, Monica. I would like to know, if you follow the Basque cinema at all, Basque directors that we have, Loreac went to Hollywood last year. Andia has been. What future do you see of the Basque cinema, if you know anything about Basque cinema, that is to say?
But I have to say that I think that maybe here there is the same problem sometimes that we have in Italy. That there is so much talent. Actors and directors are very talented. Yeah, but I think the problem is more economic problem and political. So of course that if there are no money to make first movies, it's very difficult to find new directors. and new actors. So the problem is not the talent, the problem are financing films.
Okay. ¿Puedes el micro, por favor, para la traducción? Sí.
Agnès Bardin gave us an example asking for money through crowdfunding, self-financing himself to make a film. What do you think of that?
But that's the difference, for example, between France, that in France there is so much help, political help, for art in general, just not just for films, but for opera, for theater. They make like 250 films by year. In Italy, for example, they make like maybe 100. And here, I think, is the same difficulty. So, of course, I mean, we need more help.
Okay, sí, tenemos ahí.
Yes.
Perdona. Aquí, aquí, estoy aquí.
I'm over here.
La pregunta sería,
the question
creo que se va a
proyectar is, I think,
Malena.
Malena is going to be shown, and I have a beautiful memory of that because I was a little child. I think the little child's name was Renato, which was the name of the character. What memory do you have of that film of Malena? Is it a beautiful memory? I imagine so, of course. Yes, very beautiful.
I shot for 5 months in Sicily with Giuseppe Tornatore, and this was an Italian film, very important for me, like I said before, because this film went all over the world. And then if I had the chance to make films in America and in other countries, was also through Malena. And it was a very romantic film, but also very violent. And I think that this duality between poetry and violence is been always part of my career until the America Storitza movie that was presented last year. I think the poetry and violence is part of my work. I don't know why, maybe one day I'll understand.
One question at the back.
Okay. Yeah.
See? Talking about the question my colleague said, I had the occasion of interviewing you 16 years ago in Barcelona, and you explained that Malena, up until then, was your best experience as an actress in film. 16 years have gone by. Do you still consider that Malena is the best film that you've made, or your best work?
It's so difficult to be really objective about yourself and your work. I think I make my work, and then to judge is not my really what I have to do. Also, it's so too difficult to judge yourself. Also, because when you make a choice, everything is so instinctive. It's true instinct. So, but Malena is important for me, of course, because actually I wanted to work with Giuseppe Tornatore from the moment I saw Cinema Paradiso. And but this has happened. Sometimes we say in Italy, be careful what you want because it's going to happen. And actually the same thing happened when I saw Matrix, as I would love to do Matrix. And then the Wachowski's sisters called me for Matrix. Same thing when I saw a film with Emir Kusturica, when I saw The Time of the Gypsies, I said, oh my God, I would love to work with Emir Kusturica. And then, so sometimes it's funny that you express desires and then things come to you.
One final question, please. See, congratulations for the award. And during your career, you've portrayed many roles, and you talk a lot about the violence that exists. Not perhaps not as beautiful as Malena, but there are, what about those films that are stuck in your head that you made in 2003 with Gaspar Noroña, which was irreversible? And I imagine you've been asked quite often, and there's a dolly shot of going in an underground that you managed to achieve the same effect that Steven Spielberg achieved with Jaws. Every time you get to one, you always remember the sequence when I go in an underground. That violent sequence, and so special, I think it was very difficult to shoot. What memory, technical memory, do you memories do you have of that time and shooting
course,
that film?
Irreversible was a very violent movie, but cinema is representation of reality, is not reality. So I think that, of course, I've never been through something so terrible, thank God, but every woman can know what it means to get through that. And actresses have this kind of, there's a beautiful expression that Isabelle Huppert said one day, and she said, inside every actress there are princesses, they are sleeping. Each time you make a role, one of those princesses wake up. And I like this expression because it's like, maybe an actress when choose a role is because you want to give life to something. And I think that irreversible, the meaning of irreversible is very strong and is violent, but also is also a film about love. And the way how it was shot was so modern, this kind of shooting that was so special. And when the film came out in Cannes, was a scandal some way because people thought it was too violent. But today is a cult movie and is a movie that young student studied at the university. And but it's incredible because when you make a movie, you make a movie and then you don't know what is going to happen. And that's why I think that maybe I'll understand why I made some choices. Maybe later I'll understand why I chose projects that sometimes were very violent and hard. I don't know, maybe other lives, who knows.
Okay. The truth is, we would love to be with Monica Bellucci here, but she's got a tough agenda, and she's receiving an award tonight, so therefore just want to congratulate her and wish you the best of luck.